we're still filling out all of our state reports like we normally would with the Department of Ag and the Bureau of County Affairs. And part of that reason is if there would, by some remote chance, become some money available, unless you filed all the correct reports, you're not, obviously not going to be eligible for anything. A couple of those reports are kind of financial reports, which I think we would do even without any option of state money, because it helps us keep a better handle on what's being spent at the fair and on which items. Of course, we still have some restrictions that we follow, like the 72-hour livestock rule that has to, you know, the livestock has to be on the ground for 72 hours. We, with our sponsors, have basically replaced the money that we would get from the state. If they were following the law to the letter, we wouldn't have that money replaced, but they'd cut us back so far in the past years that our sponsorship money is definitely replacing what money we were getting from the state. So, you know, and the last time we did get state money, you know, and instead of 66% of our premium reimbursed, we got like 29. So, it really, by sponsorships, we've been able to keep the fair going, and by a lot of people donating some extra time and stuff, the grounds keeps improving every year, which I'm very happy with.